that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Let's read that again. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So let me ask you a question. Who did Jesus die for? Was it just the elect? Was it just some people? Or did he die for everybody? The Bible says that he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Look, this false teaching of Calvinism, we're going to fight this doctrine.
Right.
And look, I mean, we got Catholicism to fight, but right now people are coming out of these Calvinistic churches, and you got these pastors that think there's something special. And look, I get it. They got the money. They got more members. But you know what we're going to see in 10 years? We're going to see churches just like this getting started, preaching hard, preaching the truth. The Bible's clear that he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. What could be more arrogant than to sit here and say, well, you know what? God died for me, but not for you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what could be more arrogant than that? Now, they're not going to word it like that, but that's what they believe.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I first got saved, and I don't suggest you doing what I did, but I used to listen to a lot of debates between all these various different religions. And I remember, I knew Calvinism was false, but I listened to a debate between a Calvinist and an atheist. And you know what? That atheist just smashed it. Because, you know, the atheist said, you know, well, look, if I'm not chosen, then what's the point of you even talking to me? And, you know, the Calvinist had no way to answer the question. Because the Calvinist literally believes that, well, you know what? You know, only certain people are chosen. I mean, there's no purpose to go soul winning if you're a Calvinist. There's literally no purpose. What's the purpose? Because every single person that's going to be saved is going to be saved anyway. It doesn't matter what we do. A bunch of robots that we just follow God's instructions, whatever he says. But you know, I believe that the Bible teaches that he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And honestly, you know, I could stand up here. That he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he says, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It's like, how? That'd be kind of embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You say, well, my old pastor who was a Calvinist. Here's the thing. There's people that go to a church that's a Calvinist church that might be saved, especially if it's the best church that's been in this area. Obviously, a lot of you come out of that background and you're saved. But look, you know, the pastor who's been teaching that for decades, that person is not a good person. That's a bad person. Right. Now, you never believed in the back of your mind that God wanted some child to be molested, did you?
No.
But that's what your pastor believed. Now, they don't want to admit that, but that's what they actually believe. Talk about a weirdo. Talk about a sick pervert. People wonder why I hate Calvinism. I've always hated Calvinism. It's always been my number one doctrine that I hate. I'm glad that's the fight that came here to start out, because I hate Calvinism. It's such a wicked and foolish teaching. And you talk to Calvinists, can you literally talk to someone who's more arrogant than a Calvinist? Man, they talk down. They think there's something special. They think they are so smart. But what they believe is the stupidest thing you could possibly believe. Because you know what? If that were true, then God is a monster. Now, they could say, well, you know, that's your opinion because you're not chosen. You just don't understand. Yeah, you have your opinion. The God you believe in is a monster.
Right.
And it's not what the Bible teaches, because the Bible says here in John 1 that he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's just plain and simple, that Jesus died for everybody.